Let's pray. Father, we come before you and we want to say thanks for such a beautiful day today, for your grace, your sacraments, and your love. For the ability, Father, to hear your word is something maybe we take for granted sometimes. But when we're able to sit at your feet and be in your presence, then, Father, things in our life become a little more clearer. We're able to see what it is that you want for us. Even in this meeting tonight, you're going to tell us to do some specific things, and we're thankful for that. Sometimes we feel a little overwhelmed in this world, Father, because we're not sure what we can and cannot do. But, Father, one thing is for sure. We want to serve you and make you happy. And we want to help, Father, bring this whole plan of salvation to its end, that all of us can come home and then start for the 1,000 years of peace. There are concerns that rest on everyone's heart, be it doctor appointments, tests that they're waiting for answers, or everybody's just kind of fighting through some illness and feeling crappy. We pray that you give them strength, Father. We can all endure, but sometimes, Father, it becomes way too much. We feel like we want to give up. So we ask in this prayer that you give everybody a little extra, that none of us walks away, that all of us stand strong, that we keep moving forward to help find the last soul that you wish us to be in contact with. We thank you for your grace. We thank also Father Eternity for coming and spending the evening with us. They are more than welcome. And we are very thankful that the three of you are here with us as well. Open our hearts, Father, provide that nothing disturbs us. All evil is bound and cast out from everybody. And we thank you, Father, for your blessing. Grant your peace over us. And as always, Father, we bow to your will and say thank you for everything. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Let us have some meditation. Close your eyes. Start taking deep breaths in. And through your nose. Out through your mouth. Father said, let's meet him in the chamber. Just like last month, he's going to stand in the center. He would like us to stand around him. Take a deep breath in. Relax. There's no reason to be anxious. Father will help those who feel that they are not there. You are. I can see everybody. So can Father. Take a deep breath. Father says, put your hands to your sides and just relax. Let me look at you for a moment. You are my guardians. You hold more power and authority than you can comprehend. You need to stop thinking that you are human and that you have limits. On my side of reality, there are no limitations to what we can and cannot do. In your realm, yes. But when you are who you are supposed to be, which is your name that I gave you as a guardian, there are no limitations to what you're able to do. All you need to do is focus on who you are. Within you, I have laid so many gifts. Every single one of you is unique and has a different perspective on life. All of you have lived through different experiences in your life, which gives you the ability to have empathy for other souls and a deeper appreciation and understanding of the trials that they are going through. I did not create you as judges. I created you as guardians. The word guardian means protect, secure. That is who you are. And I will add one more word to that definition, and Webster might have a problem with that, but he'll get over it. To heal. You are the salve that I can place on any soul I wish, and you can heal them. Be that a soul who wears flesh, or does not wear flesh. Sometimes I feel that you forget who you are. Take a deep breath, everyone. I want you to inhale my essence. Feel it as it permeates your soul and your physical being. In my message tonight, Trilan will relay that you are an extension of my hand. You are also an extension of his and of Jesus's hand. We have discussed in the past the responsibilities that each of you carry. You need not be overwhelmed at this time as to what it is that you should be doing. I instructed you last month to work on countries and clean them, and you have. I will expound later in my message by asking you to go into eternity. I am stealing my own thunder because I am verbatim saying to you all the things that I gave to Triland to type out. But that is okay. It's my party. Take a deep breath. I am filling you with peace because some of you have been struggling with your health and you feel at times that you are overwhelmed and you are feeling that you are smothered in your own flesh. I will grant you the strength that Triland has pleaded on your behalf. Right now, take a deep breath, everyone. I give you encouragement. I give you love. And I give you support. The answers that you seek from your doctors will come. The relief you ask for will come. The understanding that some of you have asked from me will come. Take a deep breath. I want you to look to your left and to your right. See your fellow guardians. Do you see how bright they shine? Do you see how every single one of you is different in a certain way? Do you see how tall you are? You may be physically small in stature or average, but spiritually you are giants. I created you this way because giants should be feared, because evil should fear you. But you are gentle giants, so souls will not be afraid of you. They will be drawn to you because of the light that emanates from you. When you walk into eternity and stand in a realm, it is almost as though they are staring into your sun. It pierces the darkness. It illuminates and warms their souls. And even some may be a little frightened because they have never experienced my love. They have never heard who Jesus is. They have never seen the light of grace. This is why I send you into eternity. Service for the departed again is but a few weeks away. Concentrate on who you are, be you, and go into eternity. You may have your lead take you where you need to go. There is always much work that needs to happen there. Now, I fill your hearts with joy. Take a big, deep breath. And know that I love you and will remain in the meeting. When everybody's ready, please open your eyes. Stretch a little. hydrate. All right. Well, that was refreshing. Okay. Here's what Father said about 5 minutes ago, and here's what he gave me to tell you. My dear guardians, well done. Many of you have been active cleaning countries. Thank you. There is still much work that is needed in eternity. We are less than a month away from the service for the departed. Please make time and go there and help. I feel that you will be surprised if you take a few moments and help. Many of you feel the world is decaying faster than you thought. The morals of the world seem to have disappeared. It is all about me and what I can get for myself. It is certainly the time or the will of the people. Even man is trying to redefine what is and is not sin. Sin is sin. I am the one who defines that, and as long as I have been around, it has never changed. Mankind makes these claims to justify their evil actions. There have been more murders in the past few years than ever before. Wars are claiming so many innocent lives. I would like all of you to go into eternity and speak with these souls. They are mad and confused, and they harbor such hatred that not even our brothers and sisters can get through to them. This is why I am sending my guardians. My rays of light and hope, you are my hand. Help these souls to see clearer and come to the next service. While you are in eternity, please go and visit some of the realms you were introduced to when you first became a guardian. Some of these souls you spoke to all those years ago are now active as my children helping others. They would love to see you. It is now the time to share more of my love and peace in this world. Stop once again, and before you judge, remember these souls are lost and broken. They are drowning in their world, or this world. In some cases, they just do not know any better. Your presence will help their souls to see better. Remember, you are not your birth name. You are your guardian name, the one I gave you. Your name is filled with power. Please get out there and be you. See, in the past, I told you I would give you more direction. Did you see what I just did there? Please be active and know that your Father loves and supports you. Does anybody have any questions, comments, points of interest?
I do.
Okay.
So I work on the Indian reservation for church, and it's been interesting these past services. A couple came in, and right in the middle of service, the guy raised his hand, this young man raised his hand and said, "Can you please pray for us?" You know, and the priest was serving, he goes, "Yes, we'll pray for you." And then service, you know, came to a close and he prayed, you know, and then the young man looked at me and he said, can you pray with me? So I took the couple in and to the sacristy, and I didn't ask what was wrong, what was going on. I told him, I said, you asked for help, you know? And so I'm going to pray over whatever it is bothering you. And I did, and they left. And then today, there was this little girl. She was like 4 or 5 years old. And she came walking in, and they're like, she's like, there's a man in a red truck that wants to talk to somebody. And she's just walking around saying this, and no one was like paying attention to her, you know, she's 4 or 5 years old, right? And I looked at her and I said, what's wrong, honey? And she's like, there's a man outside in a red truck and he needs somebody to talk to. I said, okay. So I went out, and there was an older gentleman. His name was John Livebull. And he lives next door. And he said, could you please pray with me? He goes, I have cancer. And none of my church are wanting to come and visit me. And he goes, I'm lonely, you know. And so I said, be glad to pray with you, John. And I laid my hand on him and I pogged him. So I prayed, and I prayed over him, and I prayed for his family in eternity. And I prayed that he can find peace and comfort. And then I invited him to church. And he's like, yeah, I'm hungry because my family brings me food for dinner. And we just got done with the fellowship. And I said, hang on a second. So I went and I grabbed him a big bowl of soup and was able to give him soup so that he could eat for the day. And I thought, how sometimes we overlook things. And those who need help, we just have to stop and do it. When someone asks us to pray with them, just stop whatever you're doing and do what they ask to pray. It doesn't take too long to do, you know. I thought of Q was talking to me like 2 weeks ago, and he was mentioning to me about a woman that was on the side of the road in despair, and people just drove by, and she ended up getting hit and killed, and she had a family, you know. And he saw it on the news, and I thought, wow, that poor soul, you know, if someone would have just stopped for a minute and said, you know, offered some help, you know. And last Sunday's service was about being a good Samaritan, you know. And I actually brought her up, and I thought, you know, this soul could have been helped. But now in eternity, she could be helped. And at least, you know, the brothers and sisters in the Indian reservation can pray for her as well. But we just have to stop our busy lives and not be like that priest or that Levite that walked by, but be like that good Samaritan that took his time and served that person that needed help. So,
thank you. Okay. Keeping in that vein, under interesting tidbits, I was in eternity a little while ago, and a couple souls rushed up towards me, and they grabbed hold of my garment. And I could feel like Jesus experienced when that woman who was sick touched him, virtue and strength leave me. When you're in eternity, it is okay if your lead allows the souls to come closer to you, just let them touch your garment. Because sometimes there isn't anything you and I can say to them, but all they need is a little boost, and they can get that from touching our garment. I know in the past we've kind of put our hands up and we didn't want any soul to come near us per se. It's okay. Let them come closer to you and touch you. under a deeper understanding, I wanted to just kind of touch on the power and authority that I've given you. I think sometimes we forget the little things. When I go to a store, Michael has a standing order that prior to Starlight Night getting there, he's already walked in and bound all the evil. And Marty has grounded the building. You have the power and authority to bind evil anywhere you are with whatever you're doing. And even in eternity, when you walk into a realm, you can say, all evil is bound. And it has to obey your will. That's the power and authority you stand in. It is a little overwhelming at times when we think of us little human beings have that kind of power to lord over the other side. But it's not that we're lording over anybody. We do not do that to a soul. But evil doesn't have the right to run free when we're present. It has to obey our will because we are Father's will. And if they try to interfere with our work in eternity, then destroy them. It's that simple. Any questions? Okay. I asked Fred to take all the training information that's on the team website and put it into its own area, which now has the heading of syllabus for Guardians training. So every document that has to do with training is now under that tab at the top of the header. To get a chance, take a look. Fred also sent out an email letting everybody know that your login and password have changed. If you don't recall what that is, please contact Fred. I also wanted to bring to your attention that Q uses pillar angels all the time. But I don't think everybody remembers that a pillar angel is created for a specific task, be that protecting or anything else. They're there for you to command and work with. Outside of all the other angels, your lead, and even the commanders of all the different brigades, you can focus your attention on some task and ask an angel to follow through with doing it. Okay? All right. Zenith shared an experience with Starlight and I a couple weeks ago, so I asked if she would share it with the team. She had an experience with her boss.
Did you say me?
I did.
Okay. By the way, I do the pillar angels too.
Excellent.
We do over everyone's house. It's just something that's happened in the last few months. So it's pretty cool, actually. Well, I know a lot of people coming into the Portage congregation have felt not comfortable there sometimes. And we, you know, of course, have been there a number of years now, and you pray over it and whatever. And, you know, we've tried to cover everything. Well, I work with a woman and we do estate sales. So we go through things, sort them, stage them, price them, you know, she, you know, so I do this part time with her. Well, she wanted a extra place to go to, you know, that if, cause she had, I guess some people have things that they want to sell and they don't have a house basically to sell it out of. So she wanted an extra place. So she talked about, how about our fellowship hall? I'm like, okay, well, you know, I talked to the evangelist and I talked to the preschool because we have a preschool there to set up the dates and so on. So I said, why don't you come on in and we'll take a look around and see if it works. So I met her at the, we have a side door and then the main door. I met her at the side door and she comes walking in and she said, oh, she's like, I was so hoping it wasn't this church. And I looked at her and I was like, what? And she's like, ah, sorry, I'm going to get emotional here. She said to me, she said, do you have any idea the evil that is here? And I stopped in my tracks and I turned and looked at her and I said, what are you talking about? She's like, just tell me that there has been a lot of cleansing here, that you have done a lot of cleansing here. And I said, you have no idea how much cleansing is done here. And then she proceeded to tell me years ago, she was having some difficulties. I don't know what it was exactly, but she was seeing a therapist. And this therapist, I guess, I don't know if they did, why he brought her to those, to the church, but he did. He did. She didn't get specific with me, but they would come and visit the church there and go in one of the rooms, whatever. Anyway, so it was just bad, really bad. And of course, hypnotize him, put him to sleep, whatever, all these women. So he's in prison now, but it took a lot to get him there through everything that, you know, they had to do. And of course, they didn't realize what was happening. He would drug them and so on and so forth. So this took place in the church, you know, at least in the rooms, I think, at the hallway by the fellowship hall. So we didn't go into it into detail because I didn't want her to have to do all that, you know, but consequently, I was telling Twilight and Starlight that Sunday morning, preparing for service, having to go in, and I've had to do this from the beginning. I have to go in myself. You know, I ask Darefield, of course, to bind and sweep, you know, everyone coming in and so on. But I have to go in myself and cleanse. I mean, literally go from room to room everywhere. The basement, I've had to go up in the drop ceiling in the kitchen. I've had to go in the closets up in, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, really, is this what everybody does when they have to, you know, okay. So, but every Sunday, and especially I've had to always concentrate down that hallway with the fellowship hall and all those rooms down there. I clean the sanctuary and so on, but that it's not like the place that I have to be. It's like, I have to be in this and I have to go everywhere. And then once it's clean, then I put the gold cage over the altar. And then I put even over the sanctuary at this point and protect the church and the space. So, you know, and I was telling them that I said, now I know why, because of the evil that was there. And of course we have a preschool now and they're there every day. So we don't know what really comes in sometimes with that. So that part of the church, I have to concentrate on the most on Sunday mornings to clear out. But now at least that kind of gave me a reason why, you know, I had to concentrate so much on that area and clean it. But when she said that to me, it's like, yeah, I mean, it gets cleaned, you know. And when she said that to me, it just floored me that, wow, what a choice of words, you know. Does it get cleansed? It's like, yeah, it gets cleansed. But anyway, that was an experience, I'll have to say. So, but anyway, hopefully no one feels that uncomfortable anymore, because we've, you know, tried to keep it peaceful and clear.
Yep. Can I have some questions about that?
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Go ahead. Hang on a second. Go ahead, Q.
Okay. It's good that you know that, first of all, so that you can concentrate on that past yuck.
Yep.
When that gets done, then is there potentially something else that just kind of takes its place there for whatever reason?
It tries to, because there was so much evil there. You need to keep doing it.
Could there be a portal there?
Well, there was, remember? Yeah. And that was removed years ago. Remember, that was something that,
yep,
that you dealt with, Starlight, I think. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of different things. It's like it takes what it takes on Sunday morning to get everything cleared out, though. And at least for service, you know, I mean, I don't know what happens after we all leave, but, you know, I do that. I make sure every Sunday morning, and if there's other things going on, and yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
They're like a bad weed. You can keep pulling them up, but they're going to keep coming back. I mean, we've all cleaned Portage
Yep.
since we took that church over. It's a constant battle.
It is.
So this occurred before it was New Apostolic Church, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And no one in the church knew about this?
No, I mean, I don't know if, I mean, it was when it was a different, it was a different church at the time. And I don't know if he just would rent the rooms. I didn't get all the detail. I wasn't going to ask her that. So, but I just know that she said he brought us here sometimes. So I don't know if he rented rooms. I don't know what the deal was, but it's like, okay, that was enough that I needed. So, and that was way before it was our building. So I don't, you know,
right.
Yeah. But then I was like, oh my gosh, now I know why I have to concentrate. And I mean, I'm telling you, I go in the bathrooms, in the closets. It's like, I have to clear. I mean, it's like they hide everywhere. I just, you know, I'm like up in, and I'm just thinking, really, in the drop ceiling? But okay, I'll go up and clear. And now I know why. It's like anyway. So, yeah.
But again, so the question I have is, so is there something in the congregation or, you know, and not in any judgment, but souls in the congregation who might be
attracting that?
Yeah.
But, you know, isn't that part of the binding and sweeping? I mean, they clear all that out, and, you know, because, and I even, because I know a lot of them bring their family. So it's like, and relatives and, you know, extended family, because anybody that comes in then, you know, I mean, we feel at peace. I mean, I don't feel like there's ever anything that I'm concerned with once we're in service, you know. Okay. As long as I clear all that out before, then we're good. I mean, sometimes, you know, people can, and I'll text Jamie up there. You want to send some plog down just to, you know, but yeah, it's like, it's a process, but you know, I don't feel like there's really any issues after, you know? Okay. So, I mean, I said, once we leave, I don't know what happens after that or what, but yeah, it's just, I mean, it's sad. I mean, that it has to be so much, you know, but.
Right.
Like there's a lot of layers. I mean, that's, it just feels like there's layers and layers and history of.
Yep.
There's a lot that's happened. I feel like in that building, you know, there's been several different churches in there. And a lot of that different, you know, denominations, and there's just a lot of things. You know, I was in there a lot, like when they were building the library and all of that, even before they had just gotten approval and like everything, walls were getting knocked down and construction and things. And I can't ever put my finger on it, but there's just something. And I don't know if it's like the ground that it's on or something happened at some point in time, like decades, you know, ago or something. It's just, it's something is unsettled.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way to put it there. I mean, it's
to that.
What's that?
I can add a comment. You were saying if it's in the ground, I've had to go into the foundation of a building because the entity was in the concrete. And even after many, many, many removals, it was there. And I couldn't even believe it was there because how many times, I don't know how many times I've been in this building, but it also the ground, like you said, is evil.
I never thought about that.
You know, I've gone into walls. And you peel it out of it, or you pull it out of it like a, I don't know, like a sucker plant. I don't know how to describe it, but you know, like a vine on a wall. Have you ever tried to pull a vine off a concrete wall and those concrete sticker thingies? I can't raise my hand, but I've had to literally peel it out and pull it out of the wall. And I even look at my lead, I'm like, am I making this? Well, almost said a bad word. Stuff up.
The PG show.
Yes, he said no, it's there. You're well done. So
can I make a comment?
Sure can.
Okay. A few months ago we were all in Portage, and immediately after the service was over, I was angry. And I just, I was talking to, fortunately, my relatives, some of them, and they just figure it's a medication I'm on, but I have never felt that in my life, what I felt there. And they said,
when you guys were sitting in the conference room, I wonder if there's something more in that conference room, because that's down that hallway.
Oh,
remember you guys ate dinner in there. You were in the hall. And then
as soon as the service was complete.
Okay.
I was still right there.
In the foyer. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I never, ever. And the apostle said, boy, we should do this again. And in my head, I was screaming, no, no, no.
Well, yeah, we will be here at the end of March. Another sealing service. So.
Sorry. I'll be on vacation.
Trilan, I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, since all of us are together, how about we do a combined cleaning, sending all our brigades right now to pog that place?
Father just said that sky's the limit. There is no limit to what we can do.
Correct.
Yay!
All right, let's all go there. Everyone take a big deep breath. Let's go. Meet me on the front yard.
Someone has to hold my hand because I've never been there.
It's okay. Don't lose Blazar. Everybody stand around the church. We're going to stand on the property line. Okay. Everybody pog. We'll have our healing masters ground everything out that comes loose. I don't know if you guys are seeing all the evil that's kind of screaming.
I caught one.
It's way down below the depths of the church.
There are souls too.
Mm-hmm. You got to be freed. Let the commander of eternity guide them back where they need to go. What a mess. Everyone take a deep breath.
This is like a tunnel.
Take a brigade with you and go follow it.
Okay. I'm in hell.
Yep. I kind of felt Satan had his fingers in this one.
I'm bringing more friends.
Everyone take a hit off the crack pipe. Here we go. Crazy, huh? We can see each other.
Just wild. It's like a headquarters, like a castle.
Destroy it.
Yep.
I have.
Excellent.
Plant the flag. Okay,
can we just blow it up?
Yep.
Yep, I already did. Planted the flag, it's blown up. Big pog bomb.
Let's fill up that portal.
Let me get out.
I'll let you get out. Not rushing you.
So I've extended the perimeter because the neighborhood is used.
Yeah. Good idea, Q. Everyone take another big, deep breath. Final pog.
Yeah. Seal it.
Hefty, we used to know. Nail it.
That was the first time all of us got together and did something.
Awesome.
Wow.
Jesus said you'll see crazy. A little extra in your pay envelope tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good idea, Blazar. Thank you.
Yes.
Awesome. So keeping in that vein of cleaning, Starlight had an experience when she was cleaning a country, so I asked her to share it with you.
So I was cleaning the different islands in the Caribbean, take whatever pronunciation you would like. And while I was, a lot of times when I'm cleaning the islands, I go underneath and like in the water area and all that, but which was great. Like I cleaned cleansed a whole bunch of islands. But while I was doing that, I was also inspired to find islands that were inhabited. Yes. At one point in time, but have sunk and are below the ocean now, because there were actually several islands that are that were, you know, under the ocean. A lot of, you know, different things, parts of countries and things, you know, have broken off. But so I went and cleared and cleaned all of those and was able to help souls to get where they needed to go from that. So
that's neat. I never thought about the islands that, you know, are gone now, basically, mm-hmm. under the ocean.
Wow.
Starlight, it's so funny you mentioned that, because I've been hitting the Caribbean as well.
Yeah.
Evil in that area for some reason.
Yeah. A lot of blood has been spilt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when in Haiti.
When she sent me the text to tell me about this, she also listed some of the names of these islands. So I started to Google and I couldn't get any information about these islands, except that they weren't there anymore per se. And there's 8 islands, and this all happens near Papua New Guinea is where she was at. So if you go all the way to the bottom of our cleaning countries list, I listed all of them there. Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring to everybody's attention is that Trisis has been Googling when he goes to the country, and he's been finding other countries in the surrounding area. So because of that, we have over 250 countries. When I did a mass search of please give me all the countries in the world, it only came up with about 175. Now we're over 250.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's important that you... I'm not saying everybody's got to Google when they're going to a country. That's not what I'm saying. But to be aware of your surroundings, just like Starlight did, she didn't have to go do that extra stuff. And even in the car when Starlight and I were talking, she brought the fact up and said, has anybody ever gone to shipwrecks or pirate ships and all that stuff? And I said, yeah, I know Trisis has done that. But that's also something. Too. Yep. You need to also go into the depths of this ocean, because there's souls there and they need to be liberated too. So if you have a moment, don't forget to go do that as well. Thank you, everybody.
Sent me an article. They just found a submarine that's been lost for 70 years.
Wow.
Yeah. They're going to leave it alone. I'm not going to bring up the bodies, but they're creating, it's off the coast of Japan. So anytime I hear that, or anytime I see that on the news or I'm watching TV, it's like, send a team, see if there's something there.
And it was so interesting when I was, you know, cleaning the islands and things, and it wasn't even something like I was thinking about. I was just in process of cleaning, and all of a sudden it was like the thought just like, you know, popped. Obviously it wasn't my thought, it was, you know, inspired, but it just popped in. And I just was, when I was cleaning, I'm like, well, that, okay, let's go then. You know, I didn't know where I was going or what I was doing. It was just, okay. You know, so anything, you know, anything can happen, or, you know, it, you just have to do. And that was like, you know, when we're cleaning the countries, there's no necessarily a specific way to do it. It's each different. Each country is different, to be honest with you. And whatever, you know, when you're there, you get an impression and take right. care of however, you know, however it needs to be taken care of. And then it's just, you know, interesting how other things, you know, come with it. So.
Thank you. And then Atmos was telling me that when he's cleaning something, he also removes the curses from the entire country and all the people and anybody that's connected from eternity. And I just wanted to say that's an excellent idea. And I wanted to share that with the team that we're aware that we can also do that too. And I would encourage everyone to do that. So thank you, Atmos. Does anybody have any question at this point about anything we've discussed?
Yeah, would you explain to us the differences between the angels, you know, and what the pinnacle angels, you know, what they do in that and in all of them? Because I know pinnacle angels are, they're giants.
Are they pinnacle or pillar angels?
Pillar. Oh, I'm sorry. Pillar.
Yeah.
Okay. Pillar angels. That's what I ask. And I've
it's
got
not pinnacle.
Pillars around everyone's house. So, right. And they look yeah. like pillars. They're tall.
Yeah. But if you could do that, that'd be awesome.
The lead angels are the archangels. They are the top of the food chain, per se. After Father created Jesus and HS, he created them. Then he created all the other angels. You have the Light Brigade, which we're all very familiar with. They just use POG. We have the Warrior Brigade. They're big, burly men that you can use anytime you want when you go into battle. There are the different commanders on the list that I've given to everybody as far as the different brigades that they're in charge of. And then the pillar angels are the ones where if you have a specific task that you would like that angel to just stay on top of, you can assign an angel to specifically do that, and that's where they will stand guard or whatever. When Father positioned angels in the Garden of Eden to forbid anybody from coming in, those are pillar angels. Wow. They stay there. That's their job. They don't have anything else to do. That's their focus. So you can ask Father, or you can just command, I should say. We have that power. Just find a scenario or a situation and command an angel to take care of that issue for you. You can call on any one of them at any time. I would look at the attributes of every lead angel, and I would spend time with them. I've said that in the past. And if you're struggling with something in your natural life, look and see which angel can help you get through that in that moment. I'll walk up to them and just get a big hug. Come here, just give me a hug. And hopefully their attribute kind of seeps in to me. Why not? And spend time with them. You can even sit down and talk with them. You don't have to buy them a beer. They don't drink, even though Michael will tell you different. Don't listen to him. But that's what they're there for. They're there to serve us and help us serve mankind. Does that work, Hugh?
So even if the person wasn't baptized and doesn't have an angel, we can tell them to?
Yes.
Because there's a lot of homeless right here. A lot. And
yes,
I just saw some guy just sitting on the corner. I rolled to Walmart and he's just slumped over with his head down. I don't know if he was doing drugs or just whatever, but there he was. I'm like, my lead said, well, he's got an angel because he was baptized. I'm like, okay. But there's a camp on the other side of the street about a mile down, and I never seen it before, and I never had been on that side of the street. So I asked if there could be angels. So basically, that's what those are. Or
yes. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. You stand in that power and authority. Okay. You guys can do whatever comes to your heart. HS will prompt you. Don't second guess it. Wow. Just do it. Fantastic. Crisis.
Yeah. It's funny. I heard a comedian recently and he's like, you know, you're walking down the street and you see a crazy guy. He's all walking around and he's talking to himself. And you go, look at that crazy guy. He's just talking to himself. Guess what you're doing?
Yeah. That's good. I heard a joke yesterday, but I'm not going to share it.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, instead of going, look at that crazy guy, be compassionate, like try this and you know, extend whatever is available. You know, we've got tools, so many tools that, you know,
yes,
it's beyond our capability. You know, my Vanguard, I have a Vanguard. Oh. And they are the ones I send through the breach. And they're made up of the meanest.
The toughest.
The toughest. They're the strongest.
Yes.
I don't want to know a mean angel.
Yeah, for sure.
They're just,
when you say that, I picture them with tattoos and scars.
Yeah, well, they look like Vikings. You know?
Fierce. You mean fierce. Vikings.
Fierce, yes. That's
the
good.
Warriors. Yes, fierce.
Good.
English is his second language.
Mm. It's mine too.
Love you.
It is. Spanish is mine.
I know.
It's the one I speak to God with.
All right. So I wanted to just touch on this briefly. Here's a question. Is the kingdom of heaven in your heart? Do you feel that drawing to want to go and see Father and to want to just stay there and just be there? If you do, then you're doing right. If you don't yet, then I need you to get to that point, because our attraction should not be to this world and what it has to offer. It should be to be with Father. And because of that life that he put inside of us, the soul, that should pull us towards him. And then when we got the life of the Holy Spirit, that is what gives us the ability to get the glorified body. If you are not sealed, you can't transform. It just can't happen. But when you go to a service, it is that longing in our heart from the soul and the life of the Holy Spirit that gets fed through the word and the body and blood of Christ. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but for some reason I felt in my heart I needed to discuss this today. So that's why I'm sharing it with everybody. If we're focused on this world and we're letting this world overwhelm us and take us off the path, take a deep breath and say, it doesn't matter. This is not where I belong. My home is on high, right? That song. We belong with Father. He created us for this purpose. Now, we do need to work here and get people to come along with us. But do not let the draw of this world smother you and drown you in their crap. We rise above that. Okay?
Yeah, it happens to me.
I'll bet. Happens to all of us.
You know, it happens to me. And I get weak and I'm like, I don't want to do anything. And then I go to church and I have these experiences that it's not like Father is forcing me to engage, but he's making me recognize to engage.
He's cunning like that.
And, well, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So because I got Father's message days before I read it to you, I took him up on his word and I actually went into one of the realms when I first began this entire journey 15 years ago to the realm of the unredeemed. I don't know if you remember what that realm is. That's basically anybody that persecuted a Christian in any manner that they persecuted that Christian. They now have that being done to them personally. And the malefactor on the cross is actually working there now. And when I walked in, he ran up to me and I got a big bear hug from him. And it warms my heart. This is the malefactor that kind of said to Jesus, you know, if you are the Son of God, get us all off. Yeah. Not that guy.
Oh, the other one.
The other one.
Oh,
yes. Wow. The other one. Yeah. And then I said to him, is there anyone specifically that you think I should go and see? And he said, yes. He said, there's a soul. His name is Ezra. So I walked over where this soul was, and he got down on his hands and knees, and he's bowing in front of me. And that will always unnerve me. But Jesus was with me too. And he said, let him do that. And then I said, please stand up. And the malefactor said to me, this is Ezra. He was a Roman guard, and in his time, he persecuted Moses. He needs a little extra. So I gave Ezra a hug. And then I illuminated the entire realm, and I invited everybody to come to the service. It's that simple. And I just stood there. I didn't even have to consciously think about it. It just happens because we carry that light inside of us. So I would encourage everybody, go into eternity and just go see these souls that you've helped in the past, because they are shining as bright as we are because of the love that Father gave them. They're now showing others. The last thing I wanted to talk about was, I've been thinking a lot about how do we be like Father and how do we be like Jesus? And when we think about it, it's such an overwhelming thought. You know, how can we even get the concept of what it is to be like them? So I thought to myself, what if we were to choose one character trait of them and focus on that character trait for the whole week and see if we can't focus on that? So here's a couple of those character traits: loving, goodness, honesty, speak the truth, be humble, be gracious, be kind, offer grace, forgiveness, have empathy, wisdom, obedience, a good listener, long-suffering, merciful. Here's a hard one for me to grasp: slow to anger, great in power, full of compassion. Think of who Father and Jesus are. Focus in on one of these character traits and try and be that. So for me, I'm going to do the slow to anger this week, because when I'm driving, I just want to smash everybody and get them out of my way. Okay. But that's not Christ-like. So does anybody have anything else they'd like to share? That's all I had for this.
I do.
Okay.
So I would like, I would like to ask for everyone to pray for me. I have a health problem. I am in a lot of pain. There's times that I'm in so much pain that I can't sleep. They've given me Vicodin, Oxycontin. And none of that does anything. So on March 1st, I have a endoscopy and colonoscopy. So if you could please remember me.
Sure can.
Totally.
Or the birthdays this month, we have Ultraviolet. Her birthday was on the 14th. And then the Trisis has his birthday on the 28th.
The Trisis.
So happy birthday to you too. Our next meeting, you're welcome. Next meeting is Sunday, March 12th. And I asked Nuke if he would close in prayer. So Nuke.
Dear Heavenly Father, we all stand before you, our hearts linked under your influence. We ask, Father, that please let this remain the case. Let us all be bound together in all ways. Please fill us with all of the attributes that Triland listed off just moments ago. Please allow us to feel your love and spread your love through the world. And give us your strength, Father, so that we can help all those in need. We thank you for this opportunity to come together as one to share experiences, to share one mind, to share one heart. And we ask, Father, that you please allow the rest of the world to feel this way. The grace that you provide us is unlike any other. And we know that we are very blessed to be able to feel this. And we ask that all of your children feel this as well. Please be with us throughout this month. Give us all the strength to do the tasks that you've assigned us. And please be with us as we enter your house each week. Please be with all of your servants, Father. Let them feel that they must remove themselves from the altar so that your word can be shared. We ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.